Sometimes the Bible seems to be silent on important issues. One of those, a hot topic here in the 21st century AD, is abortion. Is a fetus a person, or does the woman's right to choose trump the right of an unborn child? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. This is a sensitive topic, to be sure, one that lies at the heart of political division between right and left. But let's take the politics out of it for a moment. It's plainly obvious that unless something is alive, it can't grow or develop. Of course, cancers grow and develop too, but they're cut out whenever possible as undesirable human tissue. But in the case of a fetus, its pinhead-sized heart begins to beat within 5 weeks of conception. By week 9, he or she opens their mouth and starts sucking. Unique fingerprints are formed by week 10. By week 13, they start yawning. If it's a girl, by week 20, she's produced 7 million eggs. Boys, on the other hand, start producing testosterone by week 12. So, is this a fetus or a child? Is it a piece of human tissue or a human being? I heard someone say recently that if wombs had windows, abortion would be outlawed in an instant. I'm pretty sure that's true. Because when you look at the facts, it's plainly obvious that we're talking here about a person made in the image of God. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 to 19. The Lord hates seven things: eyes that show pride, tongues that tell lies, hands that kill innocent people, hearts that plan evil things to do, feet that run to do evil, witnesses in court who tell lies, and anyone who causes family members to fight. Look, I don't care much for politics. I care very much about the life of a child. And God hates hands that kill innocent people. That's His word fresh for you today. On another matter, I know that many people struggle with this whole church thing. Today, perhaps more than ever before. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book, How to Choose the Right Church. To request your copy, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. But this is the very last week that you'll be able to request this particular booklet, so don't miss out. Again, that web address is christianityworks.com.